WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, just before midnight, College Station police responded to a report of a man standing on the University Drive overpass at Highway 6. After several hours of working with the man who confirmed he was having suicidal thoughts, the hostage negotiation team was able to get him to walk off the bridge peacefully. North and southbound lanes of the highway were closed for several hours during the incident. If your driving includes the area of William D. Fitch in Victoria, plan on delays for the next 4 weeks. The city of College Station reports there will be lane closures associated with the installation of new traffic signals. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in following, then stopping a southbound car who drove for 10 miles in the northbound lanes of Highway 6 Saturday at 2 in the morning. 37 oncoming vehicles avoided hitting the wrong-way truck. The driver, 33-year-old Eduardo Morales Montano, was arrested for DWI and going the wrong way from Nantucket to the FM 2154 exit. Blinn College administrators say they made a mistake in announcing the source of funding $1 million of construction on the Brenham campus.
Blinn's first news release following a special meeting of the Board of Trustees stated bond or cash reserves would pay for a parking lot and site preparation that's part of a new dormitory. The cash reserves would include money generated in part by students at Blinn's campus in Bryan. College officials issued a second release stating cash reserves would not be used. The funding source are reserves from Washington County, taxing district bonds. Financing the remainder of the $32 million dorm will come from a low-interest federal loan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council is 2 weeks away from final action on charging the first of two sets of impact fees on new development. At the last council meeting, City Manager Kelly Templin chimed in following a lengthy discussion by the elected body.
Nobody wants to stop growth, and anybody that knows me knows my passion for economic development. We've all endured this budget. We know we need to expand it. But if we do not do something principally on wastewater, we will stop issuing building permits in parts of the city, folks. It's that bad.
The council discussed, among other things, phasing in a fee schedule over multiple years. Then Water Services Director Dave Coleman was asked if he understood their direction.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And, 2 weeks.
We'll
two
be really interested.
Don't come back to your office and cry.
More than you ever asked.
We were not mean.
No.
We were just lively.
Hopefully we have thoroughly muddied the water.
The council takes up water and wastewater impact fees on the 22nd, then roadway impact fees in November. Governor Abbott's first visit to College Station in about a year was attending the Texas A&M Transportation Institute's unveiling of a new way to move cargo off and onto ships in the Port of Houston.
As opposed to a bunch of clogged 18-wheeler trucks slowing down the process at our ports, what this system is going to be able to do is to take those large container and ship them miles away for easier unloading to those 18-wheelers.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says the freight shuttle system, which has 17 joint patents owned by the system and private investors, does not involve taxpayer money.
At 95 feet long, 19 feet high, this shuttle is literally one of the larger research projects that we've undertaken.
The Port of Houston announced it will do a feasibility study on how to add the system to reduce congestion created by rapidly growing cargo traffic. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Burt Dozer, InTech Pest Management, Subway, and Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors. Want to be cool in a cool car? Then get your car's air conditioner fixed at Pete's Auto Care. Pete's Auto Care is a state-of-the-art facility for auto repair and maintenance. And the guys at Pete's are fast, friendly, honest, and just plain good at car repairs. So be cool in a cool car. Get your car's air conditioner running like a champ. Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, next to Blinn College. Pete's Auto Care.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure in control of our weather, and that means abundant sunshine across the area today. It's going to be warm. Temperatures will be up to 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight will be partly cloudy, and lows will drop back to 70 to 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Once again, there could be an isolated storm late in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Wednesday, partial sunshine, maybe a storm late in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags pounded Prairie View. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin and QB Trevor Knight. Also, I'll give you your high school football update. And in the NFL, the Texans picked it up in the second half to beat the Bears, while the Giants squeaked by the Cowboys by 1 point. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Tennessee is not far from Arkansas or Florida.
Indeed.
Could kind of be in the middle. It's a long state. That's the only thing I can figure. A Tennessee woman arrested after she allegedly tried to take a body out of a casket during a funeral service.
Yeah, not good timing.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Cynthia Ann Frierson was arrested after her red pickup truck allegedly sideswiped two cars parked in front of a row of houses. While police officers were responding to one of those accidents, they were then called about Cynthia Ann causing a problem at the Roundtree Napier Ogilvie funeral home.
I'll say that's a problem.
Yeah, it would appear that Cynthia showed up at the funeral home as they were actively having a funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Walked up to open the casket, according to a witness who told officers. Then began grabbing at the body inside of the casket at one point, attempting to try to get the body out.
Wow.
Like you do.
Sure.
How did she even get that far? Why did somebody not tackle this woman?
Don't know. After she refused to leave, six people pulled her away from the casket, took her outside the funeral home, where then police showed up when ossifers arrived. Oh, she smelled of alcohol.
Really?
And had slurred speech.
No.
I know. Kidding.
I know. She told police that she had not driven to the funeral home, but did say she drove a friend to the store in a red truck before she changed her story and then said, well, she drove the friend. Once the officers arrived at the police station, one noticed that Cynthia Ann was holding a piece of toilet paper and a lighter.
What?
While she was speaking with the booking staff, I looked into her right pocket and saw that she had some toilet paper and, there was a clear glass pipe inside the paper.
Oh, there you go.
So that's what
happened
there.
This story gets better and better.
Basically, she was charged with disrupting a funeral or memorial service.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't know that was a deal.
I was going to say, I didn't know that was a possible charge.
It is, along with public intoxication. Driving on a revoked and suspended license, that a girl.
Hey.
Immediate notice of an accident and unlawful drug paraphernalia.
She sounds like someone I want to hang out
She's
with.
A winner,
exactly.
Yeah.
With that long list, $6,500 bond, because I guess they figured you're not going to be able to make that in any way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's our girl.
Did you know the guy?
Information.
You're saying guy. I don't even know if it's that.
Yeah. I never have the urge to become a body snatcher.
Yeah. She'd seen the movie and it moved her to action.
Well, he was a dead ringer for my ex-husband.
Oh, there we go. I got a couple of jokes about that. There we go.
Oh, boy.
Later. Okay.
On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Dave South as he broadcasts from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by Reedfield Meats, R&R Tire Express, BCSRealtors.com, and Norman G. State Bank. The Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 6:14. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's September the 12th. This is day 256. We got 110 to go. It is, computers have done many things for us.
Indeed.
And, good on them. We appreciate that. And it takes those people who actually make the computers do that complicated stuff. Seems simple for mozons like me. Thus, it's National Programmer Day.
Ah.
They're the ones who write all that code and stuff so that all you have to do is click the mouse and it goes where it's supposed to. But on the other hand, it's also National Video Games Day.
So, did we already have one of those?
Well, we have them like every month.
I'm not complaining.
They have something to do, you know, one more reason to sit down and, oh, lower your productivity. It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Ooh,
celebrate
yum.
That if you want to. Balance Awareness Week.
Okay.
You can't do that for a whole week.
You should always be aware of your balance.
You should. And we mentioned this on Friday, and today maybe we'll get to talk to Mr. Downs about it being National Boss Employee Exchange Day.
Oh.
But also something we could celebrate here at the radio station I think would be fun is it's National Line Dance Day.
Hey.
And since we have a couple of places, three places I can think of where we have narrow hallways, we could do line dance.
and they're playing country music out the door.
There we go.
So it could be just that easy. All right, we got birthdays.
It's funny to me that the youngest guy on this list here is Andrew Luck today, is 27.
Okay. Maybe good. I'm
Houston
not sure.
Houston boy.
Yeah, he's a Heisman Trophy winner too, but unfortunately they lost to the Lions last night. The Colts did. Alfie Allen is 30. He played Theon Greyjoy on soap opera with Sword.
Sure he did. Yeah.
Emily Rossum is that how you say your name? Mm. She's 30.
Sure.
She was Christine in Phantom of the Opera, the new newest movie of that.
Oh, did Shameless, too.
Yeah, she was in Shameless also. Jennifer Hudson is 35.
Okay.
She was on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yao Ming, 36.
She's tall.
Yeah, and retired, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Benjamin McKenzie is 38. He plays Jim Gordon on Gotham, which I watch. That's a good show. Ruben Studdard is 38. He beat Clay Aiken in American Idol, but then nothing ever happened to him after that.
Yeah, not really.
Jennifer Nettles is 42 from Sugarland.
Yeah, she sang this weekend at one of the football games.
Oh, she did, yeah. James Frey is 47. He's the guy that wrote A Million Little Pieces, that fake memoir.
He had like a one-hit wonder kind of thing, didn't he?
And then Oprah like destroyed him for it.
Here and gone.
Louis C.K. is 49.
Not family friendly.
Not family friendly, but funny if you're an adult.
Be funny.
Ben Folds is 50. He's pretty good musician there. Peter Scolari is 61 from Newhart.
Well, and he was the less successful of the Bosom Buddies guys on TV.
Mm-hmm. The other guy was Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
Neil Peart is 64 from Rush. He's the drummer. He's one of the regarded as one of the best drummers of all time. Joe Pantoliano is 65. He's awesome character actor. Been in The Matrix, The Goonies, Memento. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Really good Italian type guy. Linda Gray is 76. She played Sue Ellen on Dallas.
Yeah.
And Sir Ian Holm is 85. Love that guy. He was Bilbo Baggins in the original Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in The Fifth Element.
Okay. If you're an old guy like me, Nina Blackwood, you'll remember her as one of the original MTV VJs.
Oh,
she'd
yeah.
be 61. Jessica Seinfeld is only famous because she is Jessica Seinfeld, married to Jerry, is 45. And one of the five, if you watch him, I think he's extremely funny. His name is Greg Gutfeld. And he's got very, very interesting point of view on things. He's 52 today. 6:19.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So after 278 days, yes, Her Highness Hillary Clinton decided it would be appropriate to hold a press conference yesterday. Now, the event lasted a whopping 16 minutes total, and Hillary took six questions. Now, despite mounting and clear evidence that she has repeatedly lied to you, the American people, about her email scandal, well, guess what? The press did not ask her a single question about the ordeal. They did, however, lob softball questions. They did ask her if she believed that she and Trump were held to a different standard by the media. Her response? That is a very fair question. I have been somewhat hardened by a number of articles recently that point out the quite disparate treatment of Trump and his campaign compared to ours. I don't understand the reason for it. Really? It sounds like he hasn't fully recovered from that concussion.
The Sean Hannity Show. from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Cindy Quinn about our health and wellness and Bobby Brooks about saying no to drugs. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The new iPhone is here. Albeit disappointing by most accounts, Samsung Galaxies are exploding, and all in all, both releases aren't really living up to the hype. But whether having the latest and supposedly greatest new technology is important to you or not, you might still be wondering if you're an iPhone or an Android. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Maybe you've only ever had an Android and you wonder what you're missing. Maybe you have an iPhone and you keep noticing the strange and intriguing apps that your friends have that you can't seem to find. Maybe you've switched back and forth, but by the time you can afford to change, the software's changed so much, you're just left confused. What are the benefits of either options? The drawbacks? Well, I'm personally in the latter category, and after much research, this is what I've found. If you're a tech whiz, and if you enjoy a very detailed amount of customization, but you don't mind a fair amount of virus risk, an Android might be for you. Androids allow you to delve deep into the file structure of the phone, and with the right amount of research and downloads, are capable of customization and file access that is unparalleled. You also have access to many more consumer-created apps that are only compatible with the Android, apps that you'll never find on the iPhone. The downside? Downloading these files, including those user-created apps, opens you up to a huge risk of downloading malicious software. Similarly, if you don't know what you're doing with the inner file workings, you could easily delete vital files by accident, rendering your phone useless, oftentimes voiding the warranty in the process. The iPhone, on the other hand, has its ups and downs as well. The amount of customization available for the iPhone leaves you pretty much at the mercy of the designers. There's no easy way to access your individual files, which can make transferring them from your computer to your phone kind of a hassle. On the bright side for the iPhone, the interface is simple and user-friendly. If you want a phone that you can just take out of the box and use as is, the iPhone might be for you. Additionally, although they're not impervious to viruses, Apple products are targeted less and protected far more than Android devices. And you may not have access to many of the user-created apps available on Androids, but some apps are only licensed to iPhones, and you don't run as high of a risk of those apps containing viruses. In conclusion, if customization is your thing and you know how to navigate your files safely and wisely, you might be an Android. But if you like a streamlined, plug-and-play style user experience, the iPhone is likely for you. Either way, with the exploding galaxies and the headphone jackless iPhone 7, I'd stay away from both platforms' latest releases. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this has been A Bit of Info.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Samsung shares plunged in Asia today after the South Korean electronics giant urged global consumers to stop using its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone due to reports of exploding batteries that is raising alarm around the world. Stepping up its warnings, the world's largest smartphone maker yesterday told Note 7 users worldwide to immediately turn the device off. Shares dropped 7% in Seoul today. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the electric car company is making major improvements to its vehicle's autopilot system, which Musk says will dramatically reduce the number and severity of crashes in which they're involved. In May, the driver of a Tesla Model S that was using the semi-autonomous mode was killed after crashing into a tractor trailer. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks skidded on Friday. The Dow Industrials tumbled 394 for the week. The Dow lost 406. And that's your money now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, New Talk 1620, WTAW. Got weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we are, mostly sunny, high temperature about 91 today. Winds will be back out of the southeast today after yesterday being out of the northeast and feeling pretty good. And actually, they still are this morning. Tonight, we'll be down to about 73. Continue that pattern all week long. Do have a chance of showers appearing in the forecast starting tomorrow. Increases to 40%. It's 20% until Thursday. Increases to 40% on Thursday and then 50% on Friday. So we'll see how that works out. Again, right now, winds out of the northeast, so it feels pretty good out there. We've got 74 degrees.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When well-intentioned parents overparent, they raise kids who have trouble making it in the real world. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Today's parents tend to be very involved with their kids' lives, perhaps too involved.
And in fact, what that
leads to is stressed out, unhappy, sometimes depressed parents who have thrown all their resources behind their kids and have forgotten that they're entitled to some resources of their own.
Dr. Madeline Levine, author of the book Teach Your Children Well.
When everything becomes child-centric, we present a very unappealing picture of adulthood, which is we work like crazy all week, and then we spend our weekends sort of passively sitting up there watching our children kick a ball around. And I've talked to a lot of kids who say, you know, why would I want to grow up? Life is at its best a party, and everybody gets to play. And I think that so many parents are so anxious about their kids that they're not playing at all.
Another concern is that well-intentioned parents enroll their children in too many activities.
Well, I think kids are desperate for downtime so that they can actually reflect on their growing up. And actually, neuropsychiatrists right now are finding that it's in those moments of reflection that you get to know who you are in the time that you have to sit back, reflect.
Visit our brand new website and your chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. North and southbound lanes of Highway 6 were closed for several hours last night at University Drive. College Station police reported to a man standing on the overpass and threatening to commit suicide. Members of the hostage negotiation team made contact with the man, who confirmed he was having suicidal thoughts. After several hours, the team was able to calm him down and get him to walk off the bridge peacefully. No one was injured. A 9-year-old boy calling Brazos County 911 to report his father was hurting his mother led to officers surrounding a house in Milliken Friday evening. Dispatchers heard the youngster scream, quoting the arrest report from the sheriff's office, "Daddy, please stop it." During a standoff of several minutes, the mother and child got out of the house. Then the husband exited the house and told deputies he struck his wife, then picked her up and threw her on the floor. The woman was treated in a local emergency room. Her husband was arrested for family violence assault. His name is not being released by WTAW News due to the child witnessing what happened. A Saturday night stabbing in North Bryan put one man in the hospital and another man in jail. Witnesses told police there was a fight following a crash on Sterling Avenue, which is located west of Texas and south of Highway 21. The victim was listed in stable condition after undergoing surgery for wounds to his abdomen, neck, and side, back and side. 51-year-old Victor Kachachum was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, causing serious bodily injury. College Station and Navasota Police, Brazos County Sheriff's deputies, and DPS troopers were involved in trying to stop a truck driving south in the northbound lanes of Highway 6 Saturday at 2 in the morning. The pursuit began in the Nantucket area and ended near the FM 2154 exit. All of the 37 oncoming vehicles avoided being hit. The driver, 33-year-old Eduardo Morales Montano, was arrested for DWI. Paying for a new Blinn College dormitory in Brenham will not include money generated by students in Bryan.
A second news release by Blinn College indicated administrators made a mistake in announcing funding a $1 million parking lot and site preparation might come from cash reserves, which in part comes from revenue generated at all campuses. Administrators now say the funding source is reserves from bond issues that will be paid back by Washington County property owners. Blinn trustees last Friday modified the design of the dorm in order to keep a lower interest federal loan to build the $32 million, 465-bed residence hall. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station city manager tells the city council if they don't create impact fees on new development, especially to pay for additional wastewater treatment capacity, the city will stop issuing building permits in some areas.
If we don't have impact fees, you're asking for people that finished paying off their mortgage in 1978 to pay for the impacts that are borne almost entirely by new growth. And that is why it is called an impact fee. And there's a fundamental fairness built into the system.
Kelly Templin's comments came towards the end of a lengthy council discussion at the last meeting. Among other things, the council discussed phasing in fees over a period of time.
If we're going to do this, you need to phase it in. So I agree with your proposal that this be phased in.
Let's put that back into the spreadsheet and see what that does for your projections for needs. It should be pretty easy to do.
It may well mean that he's got to raise the wastewater rates a little bit more.
Ultimately, if you get to a point where you say that, this is where we started. Our starting point gets changed if we phase it in.
Final action on water and wastewater impact fees is scheduled for the 22nd. The council takes up roadway impact fees in November. A better way to move cargo is a reality after 12 years of development at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute. Creator Steve Roop told an audience that included the governor and other state officials about an electric-powered freight moving system that is embraced by the trucking industry to avoid congested areas.
One of the problems they're facing today is a huge driver shortage. So the fact that we're building and implementing an automated autonomous system with no drivers actually helps the trucking industry accomplish their mission.
The Port of Houston's executive director, Roger Gunther, announced they will do a feasibility study on adding the system.
A means to complement the existing road and rail infrastructure system and contribute to economic growth and creation of jobs. And that's very exciting to us.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says private investors in the A&M System co-own 17 patents on the freight shuttle system.
The cost of employing the freight shuttle will be borne by private enterprise, not the Texas taxpayers.
A photo of the vehicle is online at WTAW.com. And some commuters should plan on a longer trip starting today. The city of College Station reports new traffic signals will be installed at William D. Fitch in Victoria that will cause lane closures for the next 4 weeks. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
So I know that the kids are already back in school and they've been back in school for a little while now, but Suddenlink is still letting you take advantage of their awesome back to school specials. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. And right now you can get 50 meg internet for just $39 a month when you make the switch to Suddenlink. Call them 877-694-9474. Visit Suddenlink.com for more information. Don't forget to ask them about their unlimited data plans. You can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. I use it all the time. I watch movies. I get on the internet and look at my Facebook, things like that. And anytime I've had a problem, their customer service has always been fantastic. Just absolutely spectacular. Like I said, $39 a month is all it takes to get 50 meg internet. That's pretty cool. Make the switch today. Call them 877-694-9474. That's 877-694-9474. Call them today or visit Suddenlink.com. That's Suddenlink.com.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, 6:38. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call 775-2929.
High pressure in control of our weather, and that means abundant sunshine across the area today. It's going to be warm. Temperatures will be up to 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight will be partly cloudy, and lows will drop back to 70 to 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Once again, there could be an isolated storm late in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Wednesday, partial sunshine, maybe a storm late in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggies blanked Prairie View. I've got audio from Coach Sumlin and Trevor Knight. I'll also have your high school football report. In the NFL, the Texans adjusted in the second half to take down Chicago, while the Cowboys barely lost their opener to Eli and the Giants. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers fell again. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
What was it? 112-9?
It was actually really, really close.
It was really, really close.
I'm glad.
20-19.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Whatever. They just, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
So I wanna understand why people are protesting during the national anthem. Can I understand that? Could you guys help me with that? I want to know.
No, I can't. All right. I can't help you understand
I can tell you. I can tell you why they're doing it. Like,
okay, go ahead.
What
Let me
they
hear
say
that.
They're doing
go
it
ahead.
For.
All right.
Because they say that they don't want to support a country that treats minorities, particularly African Americans, poorly by allowing things like cops to shoot them and stuff like that.
Okay. Social injustice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how many minorities shoot other minorities? Can we talk about that?
Oh, no.
Is that fair to say?
That's taboo. You can't talk about that. And plus, that doesn't matter. We give more authority to the police officers and we put more faith in them, so they should be held to a higher standard.
Okay.
I've been looking at all of the liberal responses to all this.
I want to understand that because, excuse me, we'll never do everything that we should to advance our fellow man. We'll never do that. I guarantee we'll never do that. But I think we've made some moves in that way.
Absolutely.
And it's like everything else. Both sides have to have a buy-in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both sides have to say, we're going to contribute this. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yeah, I don't think that's what it's about at all.
What do you think it's about?
Well, I think they're used to being in the spotlight, and they just want a bigger spotlight.
Mm. Okay, all right. Well, that may well be.
That's what a lot of people said about why Kaepernick did it in the first place.
Right. Well, and it worked if that's really what he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. His jersey sales skyrocketed. He's got like an average of 4,000 new followers on Twitter every day. I mean, it's crazy the amount of support, I guess, or just following he's gotten just from starting this.
So is it about money for him?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd say probably at least a third of the people who are buying his jerseys are doing it to burn him. But, like, that's dumb because he's still getting the money from them, guys.
Exactly. Royalty fees.
Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, if you think that this is something that is so important, then why don't you, I don't know, take 3% of your salary?
And I think he did. I know some people have.
And what'd he do with
been it? Promising to go towards whatever organizations or movements or charities or something.
All right, you know what? Some of those dollars go in the crapper. That's exactly where they go. They go in the pockets of people. Why don't you use that to buy body cams for police officers?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that? If you think that's where the injustice is, then why don't you go ahead and contribute X millions of dollars for the security system that will prove what the circumstance is? And I'm not saying the cops are always right, because they're not.
No, correct. Of course not.
But if you really think you want to do something, don't give me some crap about, oh, I'm going to donate money to organizations that do thus and so.
I also just can't buy into this idea that there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of police across the country who are just looking for black people to shoot. That's just not true. It's not true.
We need to do something to make families more whole so that kids come from good backgrounds that where they want to learn and elevate themselves. There's no doubt that minorities have not been elevated in the job market, but you know what? Part of that's based on decisions they made.
Right.
Every one of us has an opportunity, I think. Excuse me. A lot of people have opportunities. You're right. There's some that come from horrible homes, horrible school districts, and they have no chance. But the percentage of those people is relative to the entire group. You know, I'm not sure. I think most kids can get rescued. I think they can, if they know where to go, mm-hmm. if they can be told where to go.
And there certainly are racists out there. There
no
certainly
doubt. And
are people.
Will be.
Yeah, and there always will be. There are people whose main goal is to hold minorities down. That's true.
Yep.
But it's just not. I just don't believe that it's the large portion of white people that minorities seem to think it is sometimes.
Again, it's true and it's horrible. It's mm-hmm. bad. It's true and it's detestable. It is, but. All right, let me see. Yes,
and what's interesting, Kansas City cornerback Marcus Peters, he actually raised a black-gloved fist during the national anthem.
Yeah, a lot of Seahawks did it, too.
And my thing is, and then some teams did the locked arms, and you know, which they were standing, but they're saying that was still in solidarity with Kaepernick. And my thing is, I feel like this is just causing more division. This is not helping unify the country any means.
No, it's not. And again, there always will be racial divisions. Always will be racist. And, you know, if you don't agree with that, all you can say is that is part of what America is.
But this isn't raising awareness for it. We know that this is the case. We don't like it either. Those of us who are not racists don't like it either. But what you're doing, like I said before, all Americans aren't responsible for racism. So you're disrespecting America as a whole when it's not all of America's fault.
Should not be doing that. Okay, so Hillary got, quote, overheated yesterday at a 9/11 memorial, and so now that, and you know, they had video, and there are people who are certainly concerned this morning, and her campaign, I think, put out, let me see if I can find the statement that here's the story on it.
Leaves early from a 9/11 ceremony in New York due to health issues. Her doctor says she has pneumonia, which could set her back on the campaign trail. This comes after Republicans have been questioning her health due to her frequent coughing. Donald Trump has so far not commented on her health scare. All this as Clinton faces backlash from recent comments in which she called half of Donald Trump supporters deplorables. Republicans are now comparing her deplorables remark to Mitt Romney's 47% comment that many blame for ending his 2012 campaign.
Now, the other thing is, didn't she do some live show on Thursday night? She didn't seem like she had pneumonia then.
I don't know. She's been kind of getting these coughing fits lately.
She has. There's no doubt.
So there has been some symptoms of not feeling 100%.
The bottom line is she's 70 years old.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of schedule that these people put themselves
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Now, she's not doing news conferences, but she is. She's traveling, and she was supposed to be in California today. She's canceled that. But, I mean, this isn't a, I mean, we talk about the primaries that went on, and now we are in the general election. Both of them are about 70 years old, and that's got to be tough.
It is, and exhausting.
You know, honestly, when I first heard about her health scare stuff that people were drumming up, I kind of, you know, I was thinking tinfoil hat, nah, that's just a conspiracy, whatever. But now I'm kind of starting to maybe put a little credence in that.
Here's Donald Trump this morning saying he's just taking a physical.
I think it's an issue. In fact, this last week I took a physical, and I'll be releasing when the numbers come in. Hopefully they're going to be good. I think they're going to be good. I feel great. But when the numbers come in, I'll be releasing very, very, very specific numbers.
Okay, so that's Donald Trump from
this
morning.
There you go. I'll show you mine. You show me yours.
It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
You'd probably never guess it, but the grass family is, in terms of numbers of species, the largest plant family in all of the world. It's also the most important food family, with corn, wheat, rice, rye, oats, and all other grains coming from its members. Tucked away in some pretty little corner of this giant plant family, however, are some grasses that do very little more than simply look good. In Texas, we've been blessed with several outstanding species that demand our attention. Most are at their prime in the fall, and each of the ones we're going to talk about today ought to have a spot in your gardens. I'll be back with fancy grasses right after this message. Do you have better things to do on weekends than pulling and killing stubborn weeds? Bayer Advanced has just the right product for you. It's called DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer doesn't just kill the existing weeds. It lays down a continuous action weed barrier that keeps weeds away for up to 6 months. That's up to 50% longer than the leading brand. It offers a superior value by providing more coverage per package in a 1.3-gallon refillable sprayer system. Spray not only the existing weeds, but also the areas where you do not want weeds to grow. For spraying smaller areas, use a 24-ounce, ready-to-use spray bottle. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer can be used on patios, sidewalks, paths, gravel, and along fence lines. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. And this is Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Ask for it by name. Pampas grass is the most common ornamental grass in Texas. It's been that way for decades. It's a large clumping plant with showy white plumes from late summer on. It's been a popular southern plant for many decades, but it still isn't reliably winter hardy in the northern parts of Texas. It may make it through a few winters only to be dashed to the ground in an extended but not too abnormal cold spell. You see, it's evergreen, and if you get really cold weather down into single digits and below zero as it can be in the panhandle, pampas grass isn't going to do well. Maiden grass is a far better alternative. It has a finer bladed leaf, but the plants grow almost as tall as pampas grass. However, maiden grass is reliably winter hardy clear to the Canadian border, so it has no winter troubles in Texas. Now, it dies to the ground with the first hard freeze, and you will get seedlings. That's a big negative. You will get seedlings. But many people like the appearance of the bright brown foliage, and they leave it in place in the winter, and they're willing to put up with those seedlings. Variegated Japanese silver grass is another great choice, another miscanthus. It's slower and lower growing than maiden grass. It also has a tendency to sprawl open, but it's still very pretty. Variegated Japanese silver grass and zebra grass is a third relative. Its leaves are much wider, often almost an inch across, and each leaf is cross-banded across the leaf with showy yellow stripes, hence the name. Dwarf fountain grass is really popular, and of course purple fountain grass, that's one we use as an annual in Texas landscaping. Three of the most popular of the ornamental grasses, and I'll start with Lindheimer's Muley. It may be my favorite of all. It gets about waist high, and the plumes are not especially showy. It's more the drama of how they're placed. The leaves are rather thin and rather wiry looking, but just as a package, Lindheimer's Muley makes a beautiful statement in a landscape. Of course, Mexican feathergrass is everywhere in Texas landscaping now, and I like it too. I'm with everybody else, except I don't like the way it's brown all winter long. And finally, Gulf Muley, beautiful plant with pink plumes in the fall. Oh, the ornamental grasses, they are nice. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll have basics of Texas gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. It was another big game for Aggie football as Trevor Knight threw for 344 yards and three touchdowns and ran for another score to lead the number 20 Aggies to a 67-0 rout of Prairie View A&M on Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
What we talked about all week was about focus for four quarters and about I think just it's good to hear just peeping in here with Avery's talking about. I think they're listening.
Knight finished 21 of 37 and threw touchdowns of 8 yards to Speedy Noyle and 34 and 64 yards to Christian Kirk in the second quarter as the Aggies built a 38-0 halftime lead. Knight also rushed for a game-high 78 yards on 7 carries in just over one half of play. The Aggies extended its home non-conference win streak to 23 games. They outgained the Panthers, earning their largest shutout since defeating Missouri 73-0 in 1993. Here's Trevor Knight on his performance.
Yeah, we didn't start as quickly as I hoped we would. You know, there's not a whole lot of explanation for that, just besides execution. I think we got to execute better coming out of the gate. But we settled in, obviously, and got some big plays going there.
Keith Ford, who had 2 touchdowns, had an 11-yard scoring run with 3 minutes left in the opening quarter before Knight tight-roped the sideline for the final 5 yards of a 32-yard TD scamper to end the first. The Ags are on the road against Auburn this weekend, September 17th at 6 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM and News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school football, A&M Consolidated bested Austin 48-14. Bryant fell to Magnolia West 31-14. The College Station Cougars took down St. Thomas 49-14. Navasota still didn't capture a win against Waller. They lost 24-12, while Buffalo took down Grapeland 51-12. In the NFL,
Manning in a shotgun set. 2 receivers right, 1 split left. Calls out the signals. He takes the snap. He looks. He throws the middle end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz, and he breaks out the salsa for the first time since 2014.
Eli Manning threw for 3 touchdowns, including the go-ahead score to Victor Cruz in his first game in nearly 2 years, and the New York Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-19 Sunday. The Giants won the debut of Coach Ben McAdoo after 12 years and 2 Super Bowl titles under Tom Coughlin, while spoiling the first game for Dallas rookies Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Here's McAdoo on Victor Cruz.
Yeah, it was a big play. We were in 4-down territory right there, and he made a play there, and he made a couple nice plays throughout the course of the game. It was good to see him out there, and I know it feels good for him. I don't have a chance to talk to him yet, but I'm happy for him.
The Cowboys take on the Redskins next Sunday, September 18th at 12 p.m. Meanwhile, in Houston,
on 3rd and 7, Osweiler sets up the screen left side to Miller across the 15 to 10. It's Fuller. He's in. Will Fuller with the catch and run to the end zone, 18 yards, and the Texans are back in front.
Brock Osweiler threw for 231 yards and 2 touchdowns in his regular season debut with Houston to lead the Texans in their revamped offense to a 23-14 win over the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Osweiler, who signed a $72 million contract from Denver in the offseason, was helped by an offense filled with playmakers. Houston middle linebacker Brian Cushing, who had 110 tackles last season, injured his knee in the first quarter and did not return. Here's Bill O'Brien on Cushing's injury.
Anytime you lose basically the heart and soul of your team, you know, Brian is a heart and soul type of player. I'm not sure, you know, how long he'll be out. We'll find out tomorrow, but hopefully he'll be back at some point. But, you know, look, it's the next man up. You know, that's the National Football League. Those guys, sometimes injuries happen. It's a tough game, and the next guy has to step up.
The Texans play at home again next Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs at 12 p.m. Pre-game's at 11:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Staying in Houston for Major League Baseball, Jorge Soler and Addison Russell homer to lead the Chicago Cubs to a 9-5 win over the Astros on Sunday night, moving the Cubs closer to clinching the NL Central. Houston fell 9.5 games behind Texas in the AL West and 3.5 back of Toronto and Baltimore in the wild card race. Meanwhile, in Anaheim, Andrelton Simmons hit 2 solo home runs, sending Jared Weaver and the Los Angeles Angels over the Texas Rangers 3-2 Sunday. Adrian Beltre hit 2 home runs for the AL West leading Rangers. It was his 4th multi-homer game of the season. The Astros and the Rangers go head-to-head today at 7:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M Program on Healthy Aging, in partnership with the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging, invite you to the Falls Prevention Awareness Day event, held Monday, September 12th from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. at the Brazos Center. Come and participate in free health screenings, including blood pressure checks, fall risk assessments, and medication management. For more information, please call 979-436-9353. 436-9353. 1-800-283-3333.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click Professional Concrete BCS.